And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Well, greetings to you. This is Steve Clark. And this week we've been looking at people who have done crazy things in the world's eyes, wasted their money and their time and their lives even. But in God's eyes, it wasn't a waste at all. It was a dedicated life or a dedicated act that they did, a service to the Lord. And they were looking for Jesus, and they were wanting to bless him. And it wasn't a waste at all, because it was for the Lord Jesus Christ. And maybe your life is, in some ways, people would look at it as strange, or that you're wasting your life or whatever. And I just encourage you to give your life to the Lord Jesus with all that you have, and don't worry about what people think. It's so much more important what God thinks of our life, or maybe God's speaking to your heart about something, and you're just really not sure whether you should do such a thing or not, because it looks pretty foolish, or it looks pretty strange for you to do something. I don't know, but if it's for the Lord Jesus, and if it's in the right heart, and if it's for the right purpose, it's so much better to have the blessing of God upon your life than the blessing of a person, if it goes against the will of God. Now, hopefully we can have the blessing of people on our lives even when we do things for the Lord, but sometimes people don't see into the spiritual realm, and they're only looking at the physical. So don't look for the blessing of someone, even if it's someone close, if what the Lord's asking you to do is something that is for him. Well, today what I'd like to look at is this account in Luke chapter 2. And when Jesus was 40 days old, he was only just about a month and a half old, or a little over a month old, I guess, his parents took him to Jerusalem to the temple. And it was to offer up a sacrifice according to the law of Moses. And the parents, they meet two interesting people in the temple. The first one that they meet is Simeon. And in verse 25 it says, And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. He was waiting for the Messiah. He was waiting for the promise of God to send a deliverer. And this would be the Messiah. This would be the Christ, the Blessed One. God come in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And he was waiting for that. He was waiting for this person. And it says here that it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And we don't have the age of this man. He was probably an older man, but it doesn't really tell us his age. It says, And it came to pass, and he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And so here this this old man took Jesus up in his arms, and he blessed God, and he said these words under the spirit of the power of the Holy Spirit, that some words of prophecy and some words of just praise to God, and said that he's ready to die now because he's seen the salvation. He's seen the Lord Jesus Christ. He's seen the Messiah. And then it says here that it says in verse 33 that Joseph and his mother Mary marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And I was just pondering that, you know, here the parents marvel. You know, the conception of Jesus was very different. She was a virgin, and the angel spoke to Joseph in this way, telling him that she, you know, that he should not divorce her, but that what was conceived in her was from God. And then when he was born, it was in Bethlehem there, and it was a little bit different than normal. He was born in a manger because there wasn't any place in the inn because of many people coming to be taxed, and they had to go back to their hometown or whatever to be taxed, and it was just no place. And so she gave birth there. But then the shepherds come to her and said that, "We saw angels, and they were telling us these things, and they said, 'Glory to God in the highest, and that today in the city of David that Christ is born, and we've come to see the Lord, or the Christ, the Messiah.'" And they come to the stable where Mary and Joseph and the baby was, the baby Jesus, and they saw this. And so, you know, here they, all these different things are happening to this couple, to Mary and Joseph. And then the shepherds go away, and then 8 days later, you know, they're going to the temple to get, or I guess it wasn't, yeah, it was 8 days later that they had him circumcised, and it was 40 days later that they went to the temple, and all these happenings happen with Simeon blessing them. And but then it goes on, and it says here in verse 33, this is Simeon, or 34, Simeon prophesying about Jesus. He said, Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And Mary did have some hard times, especially seeing her son crucified. But then it says in verse 36 that there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. So that's 84 years plus 7 would be 91 years. And it says, "which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day." So here she is, an old woman, 91 years old, plus then the years before she got married. So if she was 15 when she got married, or 20 when she got married, she was well over 100 years old, this woman. But it says that she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant, the time when Simeon has Jesus in his arms, he's blessing the child, and all these different things, she gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So this Anna, she likewise was waiting for the promised Messiah. And she was fasting and praying and longing to see the Christ. And she saw him before her death. And it was it's such a beautiful story here. But we look at Anna, who was this old woman, praying and fasting and you know, just serving God in the temple and doing what she could, waiting for the Messiah. And here a lot of people would look at her life and say, what a waste. You know, here she is just praying and fasting, and, you know, she's an old woman. She should retire. She should rest or whatever. But here she is serving God and fasting and praying, and kind of a strange woman in some ways. And that's what we're looking at this week, is kind of strange people. But it was for the Lord, and she saw the Lord. She saw the Lord with her eyes before she died. And what a blessing that was. And the Holy Spirit revealed that this is the Messiah. And Simeon and Anna, because they were godly people, fearing God, they knew who he was. Well, we've been searching for people in the Bible who the world would say wasted their life. And I just lift up Simeon and Anna to you today, that the world would say they wasted their life, but in God's eyes, they were his servants. They were his ministers. They were his sons and daughters. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He blessed them in that way. And what a beautiful thing. So my encouragement to us today is to just serve the Lord. You know, he's coming back again. And he's coming back for a people that are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming back for a holy church, a bride that he can receive unto himself. And I just encourage you to live your life that way, that people might say, these people are kind of strange, that you're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ and you're waiting for him, and that you're living your life for him as his bride. So God bless you today. If you want to leave us a message, you can do that by pressing 099 on your phone, 099, and you can leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have any prayer requests, you have anything that you'd like us to help you with, just let us know. So God bless you. Thanks for calling.